Greetings, everybody. This is Vernon, aka V, and I'm fired up this morning. Like, I'm inspired to talk about a story, and it is comes with an ironic purpose that it's called Define Love. Now, this is for me to explain, and I won't go into implicit details, but I wanted to create a character that had this sense of understanding that was going on around him. And so it's a man for it, or as I call it, a truid, or T-R-U-I-D. Now, this is back in 2014, 2015, and I was coming to terms with being a man. Now, this isn't a mansplaining or anything like this, but I wanted to create a character with a sense of confusion and a sense of befuddlement to understand that his memories were gone, and that inherent crisis or that fear in itself was something that laid heavy on his chest just upon waking, and then to realize that he had lost the love that he had or the woman that he loved. And then there was this surprise as to find that she was still there, and then ultimately to lose her a second time, and then to deal with those emotions as well. So it was kind of like a roller coaster for him, just waking up and everyone else around him is going through life and experiencing their own emotions and figuring out language and figuring out how to walk again, figuring out what certain things are. And he's just dealing with this inherent heartbreak at the highest of heights, literally in the top of trees. And he goes through this conversation and talks with himself in a sense of inner dialogue and rationalizes it to say that he knows what he's talking about. Like, these memories wouldn't just show up out of anywhere to say this and to play with his emotions. That doesn't mean sense. It doesn't make sense to say that these things don't exist. And he walks and talks to her again later on, and then she inherently has the same response as to say that she doesn't know him. And that his emotions are unwarranted. And she's beautiful. And many people have come up to, and even said to her that she is those things. But she doesn't remember who he is. And he goes through not an existential depression. It more or less is more inner dialogue that happens. And so I'll read. It says, "Everyone possesses an opinion. We live, we die. Why must memories fragment? I know I'm, without a shadow of doubt, that I'm right. I know that I'm right. No other piece of memory feels blithe. Love, it's real. A seal undo, carbon keystones turn, leering. I cannot sleep past her grace. I try not to obsess what she is doing. A hazy memory of me kissing her face. Why do I miss her? Perhaps fragments lick tricks. I will not accept this. If I am to survive, she must understand how I feel. Cursed fate, love's truid. Damn my circumstances, tears form, I imagine her catching them. Celestia's tulip, me the leaves fall, meteorite." And so meteorite, once again, is this event that happened. And I talked about this before, where I included and pepper it in for all of the stories in the first book. It's an event that happens almost as if it's a comic book. And it's an interesting notion of how I did that, almost like an Easter egg. And I love that I'm looking at it back now in retrospect, because then I have this notion of seeing things that I hadn't before. And then it goes on where he's just sitting there and he's wondering how all these other people can go throughout life without this notion of the most important thing in their lives, which is love. And it's not a thing. It's not a person. It's this emotion, this feeling that is so important to him. It feels like a weight in his chest upon waking. That was the first thing he remembered, that his memories were gone. And he was like, wait, love. And then the emotions, and then the images of this woman or this femula played off of what he was seeing. And then it brought him, or brought her to him by just default on a magnet. And so it says, desire I only want her. Is this love? Someone explain the definition. Our city atop of trees, it's quite surreal. Creatures pop in from time immemorial, squawking, tattling their plumage. Curious as we are of them, lost all of us. This, the only sin. Elders who can speak call in tongues to denizens. Hundreds come, ragged, mangled, afraid. That happened as the second son became shy. I was so lost, still am. I could muster speech words, touring my thoughts. All of the objects I was sure of appeared mixed up. Maybe love is one of them. I mean, how impossible was it of me to awake alone in the streets, among moving vines? And so he's just talking about and describing the setting and describing sylphs and all of these emotions that go along with waking up. And I'm fired up because I wrote this years ago. So this is 2014, 2015. And to describe how a male experiences things, we're supposed to be stoic. We're not even supposed to have emotions towards love. We're supposed to not even care. We're supposed to just go on. And he's not effeminate. He's not soft. He's actually experiencing it so that he can have a frame of reference. If you forgot everything in your life, like everything, your name, your origin, everything. And the first thing that he remembers is love, is a damning thing because no one else truly even cares. Everything else moves on in life. That's the one continuity that I always revere and respect, is because no one will coddle a grown man. That is the last and least of first world problems. And so the last of things, he didn't have a psychologist to sit him down and to speak with him and to tell him that it would be okay. He pretty much had to deal with these things himself. And there is no God in this particular setting and story to placate or for him to give some credence to or to even pray to and to thank them for being there. He's just proverbially one of the saddest things I had ever experienced or ever posed in a setting, is to be surrounded by everyone but still be alone. And that's poetic and true life in itself and in essence, because you could be the most popular person in the world, you could be all of these different things, but still there is this level of separation, there's this level of intimacy that cannot be allowed because of your circumstances or even your mental well-being. And I love that I put this way back in the first book because I can go and springboard this into something else. It's amazing. I'm really, really excited about adding on to this because I want in the fourth book it to be a juxtaposition of her side of the story and how it even from the opposite end of someone describing if someone loves them, how that even correlates. Because how can you go through the emotions to tell someone when you don't feel the same way? It's good to have someone like you, but if you don't even understand why they're liking you, or these emotions or things or even memories, then it equates into an awkward moment. And it could be mercurial, it could be genuine, but it has to grow from something innate. Someone has to feel it in their heart that they want to be with said person, to actually know and be curious about why this person feels this way versus just stating it. Stating it is only one part. That's only one part of a multifaceted structure that I can't even go into it and then imagine how that would truly even feel. To wake up, no memories, feel like you love someone and she denies it and calls you crazy. And then I go on and it says, this is how it all began. I opened my lids and wept, thinking, believing the impossible as set. No one in their cognizant consciousness would ever hope to find that which is lost with no memories. Here I sit, hopeful, making myself sick. The devastation of her not knowing me, she forgot my scent. Smelling hers upon closeness, I knew who she was, sequestered imagination, the pain dust to fade. I thought to myself, mayhaps I awoke too late. I deserved this befuddlement, the polite description of tragedy, hearing her voice. Nothing in my life thus far registered even compared to her traveling from bosom. Perfect your bites. Teeth matching perfectly, I could not contain my wealth. It saddens me to be the luckiest guy in Celestial to remember love. And so, yes, this story, and I wanted to make this of note, that I wanted a wide spectrum of characters to describe human emotions. And I am a male. So, in part, every male in some instance has had this point of love loss, or love unrequited, or just something happening where he doesn't do it ever again. And it is a tragedy to experience certain things and how certain men are lucky enough to have that love reciprocated back. But in most instances, in this younger generation, or even in my own, it comes as a rarity, something that one could express but never see ever again in life, because it is that rare. And that's why I cherish it so much, and that's why when most men say it, it's something that they truly, truly feel. It's not an emotion that can be faked. It's very, very rare and very, very hard for a male to come to his male friends and say, yo, I love this woman. I'll tell you and list the reasons why I love this woman. Because his male friends will look at him and we'll all look and be like, turn the football game on, you're tripping right now. What? It happens in an instance where you know by default that gentleman is serious. And I love Shakespeare, I love Brown, I love William Blake, I love all of these great authors of poetry, but this was in a different time frame. This was hundreds and hundreds of years ago that you have this juxtaposition of love. And even then, people were playing games. But in this day and age, I can't even go into the descriptions of how lucky each and every person is to share that emotion with someone and have it returned back to them like a reflection. That is pricelessness. That is something that you cannot put a price on, and something that should be cherished well past lifetimes. That is what creates families. That is what creates bonds. That is what creates great and amazing stories. And there you have it, where I put it into this story. And I apologize for being fired up this morning. This one, I really, really, really felt a way of connection with it, and I won't go into as far as the origins and where it came from. I just wanted to add a little blurb as to how I felt about it and how the story culminated and how I will mix the story into the fourth book. This fourth book is going to be a lot of different things, and so I'm just going to spend some time and meditate on what I want to express, because the expression of love is so much, and I could talk about it until I'm blue in the face, pun intended, but actions over words, the actions. How could this being who awoke and knew that he had spent a life or perhaps a lifetime with this woman and she doesn't remember, how can he prove it to her that it is not just a dream, that it is not just made up and make-believe? And how do actions, besides his words, besides his feelings, can he remember, make her remember those things, to stretch her memory and to say that? That is his own challenge, amongst other things, and amongst this congregation of people trying to figure out how their society operates, how everything is, if the sky is purple or if the sky is blue, if all of these things are happening all at once. It is a bit overwhelming to even say that he loves this woman, because there's so many things going on. How could he sit her down and jog her memory? How could he even say these things when she says, "No, I don't believe you." Ultimate shutdown and walks away. Like, the sylphs flying in the air, it is beyond poetic, it is beyond beautiful as the setting goes. And she just believes that he is about physical, or that he doesn't even understand who she is, which inevitably he does not, but he knows something, an inkling, more than the rest of the druids that are up there in the trees. So this is where I'm at. I appreciate it so much for you all listening. The subscription is $7. I believe it's like $7.11. Hit the subscribe button. I'll go into implicit details and those for those descriptions and subscriptions. I'll even add art with it and explaining. But for now, I'm just happy that anybody listens. I'm so thankful every day that I wake up. You have no idea how much I am thankful. I'll have this for the rest of my life, as far as this thankfulness for anybody paying attention to my story. I wrote it, this is 2021, so you got 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 21. This is over 6 years of material that I've been working on by myself. There has been nobody else congratulating me or patting me on the back. And I appreciate even the one person, the 2, 3, 4, 5, however many people, soon to be 100 and thousands of people that like this story. I know that it is of some substance and of some value for a black man to share his opinion that is not on CNN, that is not on MSNBC or any of these things. It is a creative element. I want adults to dream again. I want them to think outside of the box again. Even if they don't believe that the things that they're dreaming of exist, just to have that notion that everything is important in life, everything has some sense of continuity, I want that to still be there. And if we need storytellers, if we need these great makers and things, I want that to be expressed. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is V, aka Vernon English. Bless you all, and thank you for listening. Peace.